counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outre.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, here we go. It's another countdown for another week. It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edman, normally joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, but he is out this week. That's all right. We're going to take you through the top 20 anyway, and we've got all kinds lined up in this program. You're not going to want to miss the next 2 hours. Really great stuff. It is the Earshot 20, and we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation every week from earshot-online.com. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com. Each week, you will find the national top 50, from which we play the top 20 and individual top 30 charts for all submitting stations, many of which are partners of this program. There's reviews, interviews, specialty charts, and loads more. Check it out. All kinds of great stuff there. You can also get in touch with us. We want to hear from you. You can do that a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. Happy to do that for you. We'll play something from your latest release and give you an interview. It's that simple. You reach out to us. We're doing it in this program. James Blumendahl is joining us from the band Ash and Bloom. Going to chat a little bit with him, play something from their release. We also have Gabrielle Papillon coming up in the next hour of the program. She's going to be chatting as well about an upcoming tour schedule and her single. James Keyes from Exclaim Magazine is joining us again this week. Steven's still off at South by Southwest, but he'll be back soon and joining us on the program. But it's always great to have James join us when he's away. And of course, I'm going to give you the top 20 and your lowdown, all kinds on the way. Are you ready for this? It's a big week. A new number one. I can't believe that Brian's always out when there's a new number one. Maybe we need to encourage him to miss a few more shows so that changes a little bit more often. No, I'm just kidding. We like having him, but he's out this week. New number one, 33 stations reporting the top 30 charts this week. And of course, all of that gets calculated, builds the top 50. We take the top 20, a new number one, 3 new records in the top 20 this week, and lots of movement. We're also saying goodbye to a few albums that we've heard in previous weeks, and that's Abeyi dropping from 12 to 23. Sleater-Kinney is down from 14 all the way down to number 45, big drop for them. And Jose Gonzalez drops from 18 to 21, just below the top 20. The High Dials down from 20 to number 39. So stuff moving off the charts must mean things coming in. And it is true, we do have some new stuff entering the charts that you're going to hear from. We're going to kick things off with someone you're familiar with on the program. It is Viet Cong at number 20 this week, up from number 31. Their single, Continental Shelf, charting with us at number 20. You're going to hear that song, Continental Shelf. In after that, number 19, down from number 15 the week before, is the Dodos and their album, In Divide. You're going to hear a song called The Tide. And to round out that set of three, at number 18, up from number 46, is Milk and Bone. Little Morning, you're going to hear a song called Coconut Water. Right now, you're number 20, it's Viet Cong, Continental Shelf. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
I'm not afraid to
If you haven't heard of Hamilton-based artist Ashen Bloom, you're in for a treat as we take a break from the charts to chat with James Blumendahl of the band. They released their debut album, Let the Storm Come in 2014, and recently announced an Eastern Canadian tour, as well as a new video that pays homage to their hometown. James is on the line, and James, I've got to say, watch the video, and it was great. Really fun.
Oh, thank you so much.
How fun was it to shoot that video and be part of that project?
It was amazing. Hamilton is kind of an adopted home for both Matt and I. We both didn't grow up here, but we moved here, I guess, about 9 years ago for each of us. And I don't know what the reputation of it is like out on the East Coast, but it's got kind of this reputation around Canada that can be as a dirty steel town. But when we moved here, we thought the same thing and have kind of realized there's a whole lot more to this place in terms of the natural beauty, being right on the escarpment. There's also this movement of all these new businesses coming here and young families moving into the town. So it was kind of fun for us to film all these places we loved. And we actually did that over 2 years.
And the video is for the song This Town, Hamilton, which is one of the 12 songs on the album for that folks can check out. Was there a theme that you were going with for this release?
For the album, it was kind of a conglomeration of songs we'd written over 3 years. So there was less of like a concept album and more just some of the songs that we had grown to love over a long period of time. But themes that come in that are trying to find the words to say for moments that people haven't had those words. Like when you find yourself in a situation where there's been regrets in your life that you're trying to figure out how to deal with. Or when you're dealing with people who you love, who you have to let go of, and some of those kinds of things that we hadn't found other songs that kind of fit those moments yet for us.
And what was the recording process like for the album?
The recording process, we took about 3 years and wrote 400 songs for it. So we spent a lot of time writing to kind of really hone a sound that we loved and kind of settled on this sound that is a little bit kind of Simon and Garfunkel-y, if I was going to compare it to anybody. We've got two singers, right, who are singing melody, harmony all the time together, lots of acoustic guitar interplay, and then we also do some foot percussion, and some of our music is fairly energetic, and some of it is a little bit more on the introspective ballad side. So we wanted to try and find a way to capture our live show and put it on an album.
And now you've got some tour dates lined up, and I want to mention as this show debuts first on St. John, New Brunswick's campus radio station, that you will be playing St. John April 14th, as well as a number of other dates that people can check out. Anything you're most excited or looking forward to for this tour?
One is coming back to New Brunswick. We had a particularly great time last time, and this will also be our first time heading to Newfoundland. And we keep hearing about how wonderful it is. We're just hoping that the weather changes a little bit in the next 3 weeks before we come.
Yeah, it's very picturesque, but I'm sure the picture is the same all across the Maritimes right now with all the snow.
Yeah, we just came back from releasing our album in Australia, so we were kind of getting used to the weather that was between 20 and 25 and palm trees. So we're really hoping that the East Coast of Canada can offer some of that as well.
And I assume you're all primed from having played Juno Fest mid-March. How was that?
It was amazing. So many great musicians coming into Hamilton, and Juno Fest was a festival that happened over the Friday and Saturday before the Junos, and they had all these artists playing, and we got to be a part of that. So it was amazing to be on stage with so many great players.
Online at ashenbloom.com for their music and more, and we are going to play something from the album Let the Storm Come right now. James, have fun on the Eastern Canadian tour, and we can't wait to see what else comes from you guys.
Thanks so much, Anthony.
Here's a track from Let the Storm Come and more of the charts to come too right now on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20 Extra.
It isn't truly special when it's new, and oftentimes it sticks around for a year or two, and then you start to wonder, and only to yourself, if who you have is better than anybody else. It charms you with a hazy kind of glow. It wraps you up in pixie dust and then lets you go. You feel the change of season, maybe that's enough. You find an easy reason to walk when it gets tough. It's only special if you stay. Even when you find those things you'll never change. When the spark is lost, when you feel the cost. It's only special. It's only special if you stay. You think it would be simple, pure and white. The deeper, stronger, lasting kind will keep you up at night. When all their best is tied to a past they brought along, they'll still be right beside you when everything is wrong. It's only special if you stay. Even when you find those things you'll never change. When the spark is lost, when you feel the cost. It's only special. It's only special if you find somebody worth the pain. Give them all you can. After years of yes and yes again, you'll find that you're a better man. It's only special if you stay. Even when you find those things you'll never change. When the spark is lost, when you feel the cost. It's only special. It's only special. It's only special. It's only special if you stay.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 17.
Sleep on my feet all the time.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Big old run of music to recap right there. Your number 16 up from 21 the week before is Will Butler. The album titled Policy. You heard a song called What I Want. In before that was your number 17 sitting steady this week at that spot is the Golden Dogs. The album 3.5. You heard a song called Do It For You. And in before that, you heard a song called If You Stay. That's from Ash and Bloom's album. And you can check that out online. I would suggest you go and do it. Really great stuff. And of course, we had the first three that kicked off the hour. And from that to this, we're going to jump on the phone line, head to Toronto, and chat with James Keese, the editor of Exclaim magazine, still filling in for Stephen, who I'm sure has now had his fill of everything from barbecue to great music being at South by Southwest.
We checked in and he's not dead.
Okay, well, that is great news for us.
There was a risk that Austin was going to kill him.
Well, we look forward to catching up with him again in the coming weeks, but great to have you, James. And we're going to kick off the music news in this hour of the program with some news about Radiohead, among others.
Yeah, so the American Library of Congress, which is a museum of popular culture, has announced this year's additions to their album collection, albums that are of historical or cultural significance. They've sort of accumulated them, and there's a list online of all of the ones that have been inducted so far. So they announced this year's additions, and indeed Radiohead's OK Computer made the cut. I'm not entirely clear on what the nomination process is. I know that the album has to be at least 10 years old, and I believe the cutoff is currently 1999. The reason why I note that I'm not sure what the qualifications are is that they also added the Doors' first record from 1967. You'd think that they would have noticed that one by now, but that just got added this year, as well as Lauryn Hill's The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. There are a couple of other curious additions, including Steve Martin's comedy classic A Wild and Crazy Guy, as well as Sesame Street's 1995 collection, all-time platinum favorites. So a Sesame Street greatest hits has now been added to the American Library of Congress for its historical significance.
Can't go wrong with that. I mean, but you got to bring some of the childhood memories back into it, right?
I would have nominated C is for Cookie, personally, but, you know, all-time platinum favorites is a classic.
All right, well, it's great news either way for a few of those bands, and you're right, the Doors, it's surprising that since 1967, they really haven't, that one hasn't landed on the doorstep before now.
No, you'd think they would have noticed.
Yeah. We'll move on to another story, pranking of H&M, the clothing store. This sounds interesting.
Yeah, so H&M has made a handful of forays into music culture previously. They licensed some images and merch from Metallica and Slayer in the past. But this time they decided to bypass, you know, actually getting permission from real bands and made some sort of metal-ish clothing that was essentially just playing on metal imagery. But they created various fake bands like Mortis and Blast and Crepuscular. But some fans in the metal community and some bands just thought, wait a second, you know, they're just playing on this image. This has nothing to do with real metal. So it was actually started by a guy named Henri Sorvali, who's in a couple of Finnish metal bands, Moonsorrow and Fintroll. And he and a few others decided to create real bands to go with the fake band names that H&M came up with. They came up with a label called Strong Scene Productions. They wrote some bios for these fake bands, and they even recorded some fake songs. And they really went out of their way to irritate H&M with, you know, Nazi imagery and album covers featuring priests assaulted by phallus-wielding demons, all sorts of troubling imagery just to really stick it to H&M. Sorvali, in an interview with Noisy, was quoted as saying that metal culture is more than just cool-looking logos. Refer to this activity as culture jamming, which is a term that a lot of anti-advertising activists have used. So a little bit of culture jamming from the metal community this week, which I found quite funny.
That sounds like they put a lot of work into screwing with H&M, but good on them.
Yeah, exactly. You take a fake band name and, you know, you never know. I mean, people mock metal band names all the time. And they're not going to take it anymore.
All right. Well, one more story before we get back to the charts in this hour of the program. And this seems to be happening, I don't want to say a lot, but it's happening to artists so often now that something's getting pushed back or screwed up. And now Earl Sweatshirt's saying that the record label Columbia has screwed up his album launch.
Yeah, so Earl Sweatshirt's formerly of an Odd Future associate. I don't think that he's necessarily tied to that crew as much anymore. But like Big Sean and Kendrick Lamar before him, his album leaked early this week. But he came out and said that Columbia Records actually screwed it up. His new album, I Don't Like Ish, I Don't Go Outside, dropped as a surprise. But apparently he had a pretty elaborate release plan planned out to drop the record, including dropping a mysterious video first, and instead of doing that, Columbia didn't release the video as planned, but just posted the album art, the track listing, and the release date, but no video. Earl Sweatshirt, not happy about it. 0% went right, he was quoted as saying. Remove my emotions from it, remove race from it, remove everything from it. 0% right. I know that the head of TDE, Kendrick Lamar's label, wasn't happy with Interscope when Kendrick's label leaked. It just seems like people are not on the right page in terms of making sure that the release plans are going as planned. And I'm not sure how many, this is certainly going to make some relatively high-profile rappers specifically a little more reluctant to sign on to a major label if this is how their releases are going to be handled.
It's rough too, because a lot of work is being put into the release and planning that stuff out, I'm sure, and then for everything to kind of go down the tubes is tough for anyone.
It's got to be very frustrating.
For sure. All right, we'll get back to the charts, and James, we'll get you to stick around to the second hour of the program for some more music news. Right now, in your number 15 spot this week, down from number 11 the week before, it's Siskiyou. You're going to hear a song called Deserter. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
That was Pretty Good Joke, Dan Mangan and Blacksmith. Sitting at number 14 this week, up from number 16 the week before, the album called Club Meds. And in before that, Siski U, Deserter, sitting at number 15 this week, down from number 11 the week before. The album is called Nervous. The song, of course, Deserter, James Keast, in before that. And now we only have three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Remember, if you miss any part of the program, you want to check it out again, you can head to iTunes and podcast the show, or you can go to radioforall.net and download the program. All the great ways to listen to us, as well as our partner stations, over 25 stations airing this program and over 30 opportunities for you to hear the program throughout the week on all of our stations, including our home base, St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM. So make sure that you're tuning in and catching all the great music every week from the National Top 50. All right, here we go. It is three more songs to bring you up to number 11 and round out the first hour, and we kick it off with number 13. Up from 19 the week before, it's Kappa Chow. I love the band name, Kappa Chow, and their album is titled Collected Output. You're going to hear a song called SBTD. We'll be back in a few minutes to recap it all. It's the Earshot 20.
Drive
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It won't be long.
You're gone without a
At number 11 this week, up from 13 last week, that was Twin River from the album Should the Light Go Out. You heard a song called It Won't Be Long. And before that, Samantha Savage Smith sitting at number 12, down from 8 the week before. Fine Lines is the album and a song called Skyline. And to kick it all off was my favorite band name in the entire world, and now my new favorite band in the whole world. It is Kappa Chow with the album called Collected Output. And they're at number 13. Up from 19 the week before, you heard the song called SBTD. That does it for this hour of the program. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You should check it out. This program is broadcast and recorded from Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around in the next hour of the program. We've got more interviews, your top 10, and the lowdown. It's all coming your way after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.